Well, Brendan, delighted to have you this afternoon, and well, just a little less than 24 hours to go. This time tomorrow, we'll have a fair idea where we're going and who's going to emerge victorious in McCool Park. Where are you on that in terms of how do you see the game go?
Who's it going to be? Blanket defence, as we know, Fermanagh. In fairness, McGrath's and very well drilled. They held their own Division 2 this year, and I suppose they're on the rise a bit, working off a small squad. We're at home. We're seen as favourites in many people's eyes, but I suppose our form has been a bit suspect around it. You know, I suppose everybody's talking about the five-game defeat, but, you know, two of them was away to Dublin, one away to Kerry games. We don't generally win. And, you know, the Roscommon game is a bit of a blip in there, Kenny. I think the last day we got our act together against Monaghan, and we're unlucky maybe they lose. So I think maybe that probably goes out the wonder if we won tomorrow. You know, if we lose, people will be talking about it. But I think we can get the better of Fermanagh tomorrow and forget about what happened in the league.
Yeah, and both teams have been announced. Talking about Donegal first, Brendan, what do you make of the team? Do you think the team announced is the team that will start?
Yeah, we were talking yesterday, Tom, just about that. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on over the years, people trying to hoodwink the other about where people are playing in it. And as we were saying, you know, if you looked at Tyrone the last day, the full 15 was inside the 45 for, you know, large parts of the game. So positions and where people play, I don't really think of a huge bearing. If somebody does happen to be named at 10 and play at 7, you know, or in and around that area, it's all about the system, you know, Tom. Everybody's playing a defensive system. Fermanagh and Donegal will both be playing that and looking to break with pace. So, you know, whatever team's throwing up, by and large, I think Donegal team, the 15, there might be one change, but I think the 15 that he has will be the ones that will start.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, obviously, the system's in place, and, well, I suppose the Donegal defensive system developed by Jim McGuinness is a trademark at this stage. And Jim had also developed, obviously, breaking at pace, which was the most important part of finally making the big breakthrough and winning the All-Ireland in 2012. Do you see enough pace in the Donegal selected team to do that?
Well, probably, Tom, over the last 2 years, kind of defeats we've had at Croke Park in it, you would think that we were maybe lacking that ability to break. Or I think probably in 2012, you know, everything was so right about the team, the age, the kind of, you know, the timing of it. We had no injuries and nobody else, and particularly in 2012, funny, in 2011, the teams played a couple of defensive systems against us, and then every year after. But in that year, all the top teams, and we beat probably the five other best teams in Ireland, but none of them played any kind of defensive, real defensive system. So I think everything was right about that year. What you have now, obviously, is lads probably, they're that bit older, a few of them have had injuries. And, you know, we're a bit patched up going into this, and, you know, we're looking for the youth for them couple of decent minor teams in particular, and a few of them know have played under 21 now to maybe come through and step up. But obviously Roy, by his selection, doesn't think that a lot of them lads are just ready yet, you know. And as I was talking to you yesterday, like being physically ready, you know, the likes of Paddy McBertie and Murphy were physically ready, you know, from 18-19, like, and that's probably, you know, a real rarity. So I think it might take a year or two yet for these talented young guys to come on, and we certainly need them. And as you say, Tom, we need them to be able to break from 121 to the next, and that's a massive part of the game.
So have you little nagging doubts that maybe the selection at the moment for tomorrow hasn't got that?
Well, I think, Tom, probably we're on about with the legs thing. It probably really doesn't happen. Maybe to Croke Park, they're playing one of the top teams. I think tomorrow that won't be an issue in McCool Park. You know, it's like everything changes when you had Croke Park and our home patch tomorrow. I don't think the ability to get forward will be an issue. We have enough pacey players around our team to get up and down the pitch. And I think for Donegal tomorrow, for Fermanagh, it'll be quite an even game. As I say, it'll probably come down to more a scoring threat, because both teams have so packed defences. I think we have more scoring options for them. I mean, the last day, Quigley and Corrigan scored all the scores for Fermanagh. Now, I know you shouldn't judge everything on the last day, but, you know, there's talk of, like, Jones going forward, maybe into the half-forward line to kind of help that, give it a scoring threat. But certainly, you would think we could tie up maybe the two boys that limit that kind of exposure. So Fermanagh will be, you know, wondering where the other scores are coming from, whereas Donegal, you know, we have like 6, 7, 8 players well able to take a score in the game.
And you mentioned Fermanagh, the team announced just the one change from the Antrim game. Richard O'Callaghan in the half forward line in place of Ryan Lyons from Beleek.
Yeah, Tom. I was just thinking that, you know, he's a midfielder, and just on that, pushing Jones into the half forward line is a bit of a scoring hit. I think is something that Pete McGrath's probably analysed. That, you know, if Quigley or Corrigan, I mean, judging on the last day, if we tie either of them up, they're going to find it hard to get goals or scores. So, you know, he's probably brought in to push Jones forward. And, you know, for Fermanagh, I think really, having seen them play a couple of times this year, you know, their full back line, you know, wasn't the most physical. Their goalkeeper's quite small as well. I've seen them capitulate against Derry. Derry just rained in high balls all day on them. It was a kind of wet day in Celtic Park in the second half. And, you know, Fermanagh were at 6s and 7s. So I think with Michael struggling a small bit and the power of McBurdy inside, you know, I think I'd leave the two of them in, because we often take Michael in and out, obviously. But I think if he's a bit of a knock, I think we should just leave him inside and go route one and see if we can get a few goals out of that time. Because I think if we definitely outgoal Fermanagh, we'll win the match. I think for them, they're going to have to at least match us there, if not better us in the goal stakes to have a chance of beating us.
So you're expecting Donegal to win tomorrow, are you?
I would, Tom, but I suppose there's question marks over how we're going to play, and you know, we're not sure what's going to be the tempo for the game and that. You know, I think after what we've seen in Monaghan, I mean, Monaghan were pretty poor first half last week, and then they were better in the second half, so they kind of set out, you know, their intent that, you know, they're going to be a tough, tough prospect for whoever plays in the semi-final. So I think for Donegal tomorrow, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, you're going to have to see that hunger and, you know, plenty of, you know, real tough tick-tock defence that we're used to. You know, we stop for a man and then we break at pace and try and open the game up. And, you know, we've got to see that energy. We've seen in sparks, I suppose, in Rory's era. We've seen, you know, some great performances and then some lacklustre ones. So I think tomorrow, you know, the performance has to be good. You know, even if it's a tight game, as long as we see loads of, you know, good defensive shapes and then plenty of lads breaking with pace and maybe a couple of those younger boys coming on when the game opens up and giving us something, you know, there has to be plenty of signs, because no doubting whoever gets through Monaghan are certainly a serious prospect.